60% desert. Rainfall cut in half. Population multiplied by 10. By every measure, Israel should be facing catastrophic water shortages. Yet today, the country enjoys a water surplus. This isn't just remarkable. It defies the grim predictions of intelligence agencies, warning that 1.5 billion people will soon face water scarcity severe enough to destabilize entire economies. While California's agricultural heartland withers and major aquifers worldwide face depletion, this small nation has engineered something extraordinary. A comprehensive system that supports thriving cities, robust agriculture, and even environmental restoration. The secret isn't found in abundant rainfall or hidden underground rivers. It lies in something far more powerful, a complete reimagining of humanity's relationship with water itself, transforming scarcity from a death sentence into an invitation for innovation. American children sing "Rain, Rain, Go Away," while Israeli kids clap when clouds gather. In Israeli homes, bathwater irrigates plants. Children turn off faucets while brushing teeth as second nature. School posters declaring "Don't waste a drop" transmit culture, with kids often educating their parents. This water consciousness runs deeper than environmentalism. It's woven into Jewish tradition. For two millennia, Jews worldwide prayed daily for rain in the Holy Land. The Hebrew Bible mentions water 600 times, with specific words distinguishing between first and last rainfalls. Culture alone doesn't create transformation. It requires structure. Israel made a radical choice. All water belongs to the people, controlled by government. Israel's 1959 water law established complete public ownership. Even rainwater in your roof bucket belongs to the collective. Despite Israel's shift from socialism to capitalism elsewhere, this collective water approach remains unchallenged. The trade-off? Surrender private ownership, gain universal access to high-quality water. In 1939, the British White Paper restricted Jewish immigration to 15,000 annually, claiming Palestine's water could support no more than 2 million people. Zionist leaders rejected this verdict. Polish immigrant engineer Simcha Blass, working with future Prime Minister Levi Eshkol, developed the National Water Carrier, a massive infrastructure transporting water from the water-rich north to the parched south. Completed in 1964, it cost 6 times more per capita than America's Panama Canal. The system transformed Israel's geography, pushing the desert back 50 miles and turning Beersheba from dusty outpost to dynamic regional capital. The British claimed the land could support 2 million. Today, over 12 million people live in the region, and Israel exports billions in water-intensive produce. The pipeline didn't just carry water, it carried possibility itself. After establishing legal frameworks and infrastructure, Israel faced implementation, where grand plans often fail. The Water Authority introduced unglamorous but revolutionary reforms. New local water corporations focused exclusively on water infrastructure, ending mayors' practice of raiding water fees for other budgets. The most powerful change was simplest: real pricing. When water cost what it actually costs, household consumption dropped 16%, double what years of education campaigns achieved. This pricing philosophy unleashed municipal innovation. By 2013, water loss from leaks fell below 11% nationally, saving nearly 9 billion gallons annually. Ra Nana pioneered technology transmitting usage data every 4 hours, detecting unusual patterns before homeowners noticed problems, reducing water loss to just 6%. In Jerusalem, the Water Corporation maintains detailed profiles of every pipe and uses robotic cameras to inspect sewers, keeping leaks to 13%. These statistics represent a fundamental shift. Water isn't free or infinite. It's valuable, measurable, and manageable. Meanwhile, Simcha Blass carried a single observation for 25 years. He'd noticed one tree growing significantly taller than its neighbors due to a tiny leak in a nearby irrigation pipe feeding steady drops directly to its roots. Traditional flood irrigation wasted over 50% of water through evaporation or drainage, and sprinkler systems lost about one-third. With agriculture consuming over 70% of Israel's water, Blast recognized that a more efficient method could transform the nation's food security. Blast's drip irrigation delivered water directly to plant roots, reducing evaporation to just 4%. Experts dismissed him, Hebrew University's agriculture faculty scoffed, and 10 businesses rejected his invention. Finally, Kibbutz Hatzarim took a chance, forming Netafim, Hebrew for to drip, in January 1966. The results were staggering, 40 to 70% water savings and yield increases up to 550%. Fertigation delivered fertilizer directly to roots, using far less and preventing toxic runoff. Israeli seed breeders developed crops specifically for drip systems, short-stalked wheat, compact tomato plants, roots one-third conventional length. Most remarkably, they engineered crops thriving on brackish water, the previously useless salty groundwater abundant beneath the Negev. Today, drip irrigation has transformed agriculture from California to India, all traced back to one engineer's observation of a single thriving tree. In 1950, Israel proposed using sewage for irrigation, initially rejected until water scarcity forced reconsideration. Today, Israel reuses over 85% of its sewage, the world's highest rate. The breakthrough? Sand aquifer treatment, where secondary treated sewage percolates through 300 feet of sand over 6 months, naturally filtering impurities. Engineers boldly converted a freshwater aquifer into a treated wastewater reservoir. Farmers initially resisted until incentives aligned. 20% extra allocation for reducing freshwater use, sharply lower prices, nitrogen-rich water cutting fertilizer costs, and crucial reliability. Unlike fluctuating freshwater, treated volumes remain consistent. Without reclaimed water, Israel would have become a dry economy, dependent on imported food. Instead, it's the only country with less desert today than 50 years ago. Desalination carried scientific and ideological weight. Success would build self-sufficiency despite natural limitations. The breakthrough came through reverse osmosis, forcing seawater through membranes that block salt while allowing pure water through. Sidney Loeb, an American engineer who created the breakthrough membrane in the 1960s, moved to Israel in 1966 for what he thought would be 9 months, but stayed permanently. Though initially dismissed, Loeb's technology transformed global desalination. He became to reverse osmosis what the Wright brothers were to aviation. When the Ashkelon plant opened in 2005, it delivered Israel's highest quality water at half the projected cost. The government immediately doubled production. Today, one official explains, water is no longer a resource. It has become a purely economic issue. This abundance enables regional cooperation, as Israel can backstop water needs for Palestinians and Jordan, transforming scarcity into interdependence. Israel's transformation rests on universal principles: public ownership of water resources, real pricing without subsidies, unified national systems providing equal access, technocratic regulators insulated from politics, ingrained conservation culture, dedicated water fees funding only water infrastructure, encouragement of private innovation, universal monitoring, and long-term planning with strict implementation. Perhaps Israel's most important contribution is its bold, preemptive action. Since the 1930s, Israel has consistently addressed water issues before they become crises. Water scarcity is reshaping geopolitics globally, but Israel proves scarcity isn't destiny. When nations treat water as precious, price it honestly, invest in innovation, and act boldly before crisis strikes, transformation becomes possible. In a world where 1.5 billion people will soon face severe shortages, Israel's message is clear. The water crisis isn't about nature's limits, it's about human choice.